and I'm looking at school.
Hello.
Hi, Kamal. How you doing? My name is Dave. I'm calling you from Milestone Capital. We do financing for businesses. What we're trying to do right now is to provide you with the most profitable option to help you grow and expand your business. You still own Bella Fashion Corp?
Camilla don't own it no more. It's a new owner.
Uh-huh. Is he available?
I'm his daughter. I could help you.
Okay, very good. Okay, so basically what we're trying to do is to expand, to get your capital at the best terms and rates possible. As of right now, do you guys have any loans or any advances?
Yeah, we have loan. We have outstanding loan, yes.
Good, good. Okay, so let me ask you this. This is going to surprise you. How much do you guys do on a monthly basis over there?
Well, we got two loans, which is one is weekly, one is monthly.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. You have two loans. Let's see. And what are the name of the companies that you have the loans with?
One is Capita and one is Headway Capital.
Okay. Headway Capital. And the other one is called what? Capital?
It's Capitas.
Oh, Capitas. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And how much are they for? What you?
The monthly for Capitas is like $1,100 and some change. And for, no, I'm sorry. For Capitas is like $627 weekly, and Headway is $1,172 monthly.
And $627 times 4. Okay. So what do you guys do on the monthly basis over there as a revenue?
Depends on the seasonal. It goes by seasonal because it's a clothing store. So
mm-hmm.
The prom season is more busy for us. It depends in the summer how much weddings we got. So it all can go from $30,000 to $80,000.
Okay, so between $30,000 to $80,000. Because what I'm thinking to do is going to surprise you, and I'll explain that to you in just a second. So this is a clothing store, correct? Fashion clothing store, right?
That's correct.
Okay, fashion clothing store. All right, very good. And let's see. How long have you guys been in business?
2013.
Since 2013, so that's 10 years. Wow, that's awesome. Okay, and let me ask you this. Are you partners with your dad with Toma? Or your
Previous to my dad, well, he's my father-in-law pretty much. I call him dad. Previous to my dad, my aunt was the one who was in charge, and then after she couldn't do it no more because she had a lot to do because she's a grandma, whatever, she couldn't take it. So then my father-in-law takes it over.
Okay, I got it.
But it's like a family business, so it's under the same name for 10 years.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so I'm doing that right now. But the business is still under Kamla, right?
Nope, the business is under Jaikaran Bharat now.
Okay, got it. Can you spell that for me?
Sure, it's J-A-I.
A-R, uh-huh.
No. J as a J, J as J. Let me...
Uh-huh.
J-A-I.
Okay,
K-A-R-A-N.
E-R. Okay, so I'm looking at right now. I'm sorry. I mean, there's a little bit of background noise over there. You said J as in John, A as in apple, I as in India, and then I lost you.
K as a kite.
Okay, okay. Uh-huh, and then?
Another A.
Uh-huh.
R.
R.
A.
N. Uh-huh. M. Got it.
And no, N as in Nancy, not M. N as in Nancy.
Copy that. And the same last name? Rupert?
No. No. It's Bharat. B as a boy.
Uh-huh.
H-A-R-A-T.
C. Got it.
No. T. T as a Tom.
Oh, T as in Tom. Got it. Bharat.
Bharat. Yes.
All right. And the email that we can email you or email him the application, where do I send it to?
It's N-I-N-A.
Okay. I think you said J-N.
No, Nina. As me, as N as in Nancy.
N as in Nancy.
I as in I.
I as in I.
N as in Nancy. A as in Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, T as a Tom, I as an eye, L as a lizard, A as an apple, K as a kite.
Okay.
Nina Tilak 23@yahoo.com.
Yeah, I was able to get Nina, but then the last digits or the last letters,
it was grumpy. Okay, let me do it back for you. So it's Nina Tilak. T as a Tom.
Uh-huh.
I as an I.
Mm-hmm.
L as a lizard.
Mm-hmm.
A as an apple.
Mm-hmm.
T as a kite.
So it's Tilak or Tilak.
Tilak. Yes,
okay,
that's correct.
Got it. All right. So Nina Tilak.
23.
Uh-huh.
@yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com. Beautiful. Okay. And the best number to contact you at, would that be the same numbers, 862-888-9396?
Yes, and everything will have to be done through me because I manage the business.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, so we're going to do that. We're going to put that there. And one quick second here. 10 years, if I'm able to get the best rates and everything so that you can get just one thing. You can use the money that we can give you so that you can get both of them taken care of and you have one payment. It will be at a much better rate. How much are you looking to get?
Well, if the rate is good, I could pay out both balance and the loan and I could get working capital. We have a deal.
I know, but how much are you looking to get? 100,000, 200,000?
I would say 100 or 150 max.
Okay, good. Let's go for 150K. We're going to shoot that. Give me 1 second. Okay, so we have that in. And if I'm able to do this, everything, it looks like we're going to do everything. It's going to take care of that.
Well,
as
soon as possible, and there is another thing, you might want to give me more because we just opened a restaurant 3 months ago.
Okay, that will be fine. We can definitely, we can shoot for 100K, 150K, or we can go for 200. I don't know. Would you like me to put it for 200?
Yeah, because we have the restaurants too that we needed help with equipment because we just opened it. It's under the same name. So we
okay,
can do
so
that.
So we can do expansion and working capital, right?
Yes.
Okay, so expansion and working capital. Okay. All right. And the restaurant, you just recently opened it, right?
Yes, we opened it in May.
Okay. Okay, very good. And Okay, so right now what we're going to do is we're going to put the form together, and I'm going to send you the email right now with the so let's see here.
Is this your direct number?
No, I will get you all of that right now via email, so you can have my direct email. You can call me there. I mean, you can text me there, and
okay,
we can communicate to that. Okay, so give me 1 second. We're going to put everything together.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
What's the term of the loan? Like, how long does it go for?
Well, it depends. I mean, they're going to, after we finish sending you the application, an underwriter is basically going to give you the best deal possible. And then you're going to tell them, I mean, based upon your own information, because right now what we're going to do is we're going to send you the application, and you're going to do about four months of bank statements. And then right after that, after you submit that, the underwriter will contact you in about 15 to 25 minutes. And then he's going to put the terms for you, and he's going to ask you if you prefer a longer term or a shorter term. It all depends on you, basically. But at that moment right now, just need a few more moments right now, because I'm going to put the application. I want you to check it on your email, and you tell me if you have received it, okay? So let me fill this out real quick. I'm going to stay quiet a little bit so that I can get everything right. So Velas. See, name of the company is Vela.
Vela Fashion
Corp. Yes. And the loan is going to go under the name Jay Karan. That's the name, right? Jay Karan.
Jay Karan Bharat, yes.
Jay Karan. Okay, let me see here. Copy that. Jay Karan. Okay, and then the last name is Bharat. Copy that.
That's correct.
Okay, last name, Bharat. Okay. And we are going to get this thing going right now.
Perfect.
Give me 1 second, because I need you to, primary phone number you told me that you want me to call, was the one that we have here as H62888. Got it. I'm going to do that one. Okay, here we go. Milestone. That's us. Okay. Eight. Nine three nine six. Okay, beautiful. Okay, so got that. And we said that the industry type was a fashion design. Okay, and let's see, monthly revenue. You said that it ranges between 30K. To 80K.
Depends, yeah. And that's just sometimes credit card. Cash does not go there because,
right,
you know, for tax purpose.
Of course,
and
of course.
On top of that, bank statement don't do justice sometimes, because when CPA does your tax, they do it to show that it's a loss for not paying too many taxes.
Right, exactly. Okay, so let's see here. All right, so I got phone, everything. All right, here we go. We are going to do here. I'm just basically going to average this thing out. Let's see here. That'll work. Okay. Okay, I got Bella's right here. We're going to click on that. Okay.
Thank you so much.
after the COVID, you guys did, how did you guys did in COVID?
We survived. We made it through. What we have, we had like small PPP loan, which wasn't much.
Right.
And then we had the SBA, which we were qualified for $60,066, which we paid on monthly, which is $296 on a monthly basis.
Okay, got it.
So we paid out of pocket, like whatever cash advance we had from the store. Like, remember, like we said, we don't report the cash because that's cash. So whatever
mm-hmm.
cash we had, we managed through the rent. So we were able to survive.
Right. That's awesome. I mean, I'm glad. I mean, most people, I mean, most businesses, I mean, you know, they suffer a lot, but I'm glad to mm-hmm. hear that, that you were able to survive and you pulled through. And right now, you know what? This thing is going to help you out. And we're going to get you a way better rate.
We're looking for, because we want to stay into business for another 10 years or more. We don't want to just give it up because it's something that I love. It's fashion.
Of course. And see, what we're going to do right now is, like I said, we gave you that amount of money, okay, and then basically what's going to happen is you can use some of that money to pay everything, get a better rate, the rest use it to as a working capital to expand and buy some inventory at the restaurant.
That's what I want to do, because what
right.
happened, actually in the clothing, I
mm-hmm.
just refurnished a second floor. Like a couple months ago, I just like paid $21,000 to refurnish a second floor. So I was looking for extra cash to actually stock the floor, which I want
right.
to do like Sweet 16 dresses, like the princess ball gowns.
Right. Okay.
So my idea is there, just the money is not there to do it.
It will be there soon enough. Give me 1 second. So I'm about to send the email right now, and I want to put the email here. I'm going to paste it. I'm going to repeat it back to you so that you tell me if I got it correctly. So I have Nina, N-I-N-A, and then
okay.
the last name is T as in Tom, I as in India, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, K as in Kathy, 23@yahoo.com.
That's correct.
Okay, very good. So I have that right there. 1 second, and let's see here. I'm going to preview this, make sure that everything looks good. Okay. Online application. Okay, there it is. And we're going to preview this for you, and then I send it. Okay, let's see. Comes from you, dear Tarak, okay, da-da-da. Goes over here, all the way down from me, okay, so, okay, let's see, close that, I'm submitting. Is there a way that you can check right now?
Sure, let me check. I could check it on my phone because I don't have my computer today with me because it's Monday,
good.
So I'm going to do chart hours. So if I could finish this paperwork and send it back to you, I will definitely get that done. If not, the latest you're going to get this paperwork is probably like Monday.
I was going to ask you if it's possible that right now, can you check? If you don't see it right now on your inbox, check on your, please check it on your spam. Or if it's not, it should be either or. And it will be from, it will say Dave. At Milestone Capital Fund. You got it. Okay, good.
Yeah.
If you click on it, it's very self-explanatory. It's just going to ask you for a name, last name, address, business name, et cetera, et cetera. And you're going to get to the part where it says upload the 4 month statements of your bank statements. Okay.
Okay.
Is there any?
Right. When I try to download it, it's I cannot find application.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
It cannot find application to open.
Cannot find the application to open?
Yeah, that's what it's telling me.
Okay, no problem. Give me 1 second. Okay, let's see.
Okay, let me see if they click here to get started. Maybe that's
yeah,
where
says,
I need
yeah,
to go.
Yeah, it says click there to get started. Exactly.
Okay, got you. I see it.
Okay, good. So now you're going to see the application. And on that application, basically, it's just self-explanatory. It's basically the name, ask for your name, the name of the business and everything. And it's going to ask you to upload the bank statements. We can do it right now and I can stay with you if you can upload it right now, if you like.
Okay. You can
and that way, this, if we do it right now, in the next 15 minutes, when you talk to the underwriter, all you're going to do is basically talk with him, and it's going to take about another 15, 20 minutes so that he can structure the terms that you want. And then the money can be there in the next either between 8, I'd say about 8 to 24 hours. But because of the holiday, you might get it on Monday or Tuesday in your account. So can you go ahead and upload the bank statements there? And you'll
I'm doing the business info first. It's
okay,
taking me one step at a time.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
I'm gonna download these because I gotta go on my emails. I gotta go in my bank account to get the statements as well. So I'm gonna give you back a call as soon as I'm done.
Of course, I'm gonna stay here with you on the phone, okay? You go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Okay, I'll stay with you. You just come back on the phone and tell me that you're working with me. Okay, thank you. I'll stay with you through the whole thing. When you tell me you're done, then I'm going to go and I'm gonna advise my underwriter, and then he's gonna contact you in the next 25. Okay.
Well, I'm trying to do it while you're on the phone, but it's giving me a hard time because I'm using my phone talking to you and downloading at the same time. So you might want to give me back a call in 20 minutes. Let me get it done.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let's see here. Let me get your. Let's see.
Because I'm using one of those touch phones, and it's like when you're on the phone trying to click on it, it just.
Right, it doesn't allow it. Okay, give me give me your best number.
862.
Okay, 862.
888-9396.
Oh, so it's the number that we were, gotcha. Okay, let's see. Okay, got it. Okay, so this is your cell phone number, 888-9396.
The store number is different. This is my cell phone.
Okay, so the 9396 is your number, your cell phone number. Got it.
Yes.
It's because it's a little bit, I have a little bit of background noise here. So, let's see, got here.
29. Okay.
Okay, so 862-888-9396.
Yeah, someone else is calling me. Is that you?
No, I'm not calling you at all right now.
Okay.
That's why I like to stay on the phone with you, because sometimes, you know, you can get somebody from the company there's, because at the time that we're doing this, it triggers my underwriter department. But I have to advise them that I'm still with you, and so that way they're not going to come. Because, they're, like I said, we work really quick. Your name is Nina, right?
Nina Barak, yes.
Okay, Nina. Okay, so right now, I got everything right here. You said that you want me to call you back in, I would say, about another 15 minutes maybe?
Yeah, like around 15, 20. I'm trying to get this done as fast as I can.
Okay, so once you do that, and you tell me that you're done, it's going to ask you, once you upload the information, it's going to just click on the option that it says there, online signing. It's like a signature that you do online. I'm sure you've done it before.
Okay, yes, I did.
Okay, good. So then I'm going to call you back in 20 minutes, okay? Thank you.
Thank you. What's your name?
My name is Dave.
Okay, Dave. No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. God bless. We'll talk to you in 20 minutes. Bye.